Longevity Noodles, written by Magic Genetech, read by Fens and Marshes. Fandom, the Untamed. The Neosect's kitchens were never quiet. Fires crackled and knives cracked through meat and soup bubbled and the cooks sang. Niohai Sung was so intent on rolling out dough that he didn't hear his brother's footsteps amid the noise. It wasn't until he spoke that Niohai Sung realized he'd been caught. "What are you doing in here? The sun has only just risen." "Remind me, who's the one of us who used to get me up at the crack of dawn for saber practice?" Niohai Sung said, not looking up. The dough was soft under the palms of his hands as he rolled it into a long, thin noodle. "I didn't get you up today," Nia Mingjie said, his voice soft. He gently bumped against Niohai Sung's shoulder, like a boat knocking against another with the flow of the waves. "Are you all right?" his gesture asked. "I burned tortoise shells to check if it would be bad luck to celebrate today," Niohai Sung said. "I checked with two other diviners just in case I was wrong, but it looks like there won't be any problems. The kitchens know to expect me down here today." "Are you making noodles?" Nia Mingjie asked, peering over his shoulder. "I am making a noodle, singular," Niohai Sung said. "Last year, I got it as long as this counter before it broke." He spread his hands over the length of the noodle, which was currently the length of his wrist to his shoulder, and slowly was getting longer as he worked the dough. "This year, your longevity noodle will be even longer." "Huai Sung," his brother said, exasperated. "You don't need to celebrate my birthday." "Just because you didn't celebrate any birthdays after you became sect leader doesn't mean you're exempt now." "Huai Sung, I'm dead." Niohai Sung set down the noodle and turned. His brother had a tired smile on his face where he leaned against the counter in his black robes. He looked almost exactly the same as he had 12 years ago before he had died. The only differences were the way his skin had gone pale and white as jade and the thick black stitches that cradled his neck like a choker. It was a little surreal. The face that looked Niohai Sung in the mirror every morning was older than his brother and would continue growing older, and his brother would stay the same. "Well, you may not be able to eat yet, but I've made you noodles every year and I'm not going to stop now," Niohai Sung said, clapping his flowery hands together. "We haven't gotten to celebrate your birthday since you were 15, so I'm celebrating your birthday now." "Stubborn as always," Nia Mingjie said. His voice had gotten rougher since he'd been put back together, a side effect of the decapitation, but Huai Sung suspected it wasn't just that. "Really, every year?" "Every year. I'd make noodles, I'd go down to your shrine, I'd burn them along with your gifts that year. I knew you were out there somewhere. I hoped that it would be enough to ease your pain, a little, until I could find you properly." Sometimes, when the grief had wound tight enough in his belly to wind him, he'd pack the noodles and his paintings and the paper money and paper horses in Qiangquan pouches and go to the family tombs, to his brother's tomb, to the chamber he'd built for the arm that had been all he had of his brother for years, and he'd burnt offerings for him right there in front of him, hoping. It was all for an afterlife his brother could not get to. He did not know if it would do anything to soothe his fractured soul, but he had done it anyway, year after year, because he loved his brother and he would burn down the world as an offering if he thought it would help. But his brother would not have wanted the world to burn, so he made him noodles and painted him landscapes of the places he had protected and wrote him letters and offered them up. Niohai Sung did not know what the miracle the Yin Tiger Seal had wrought would cost them in the end, but his brother was whole again, and so Niohai Sung would make sure not to waste any of their time together. "So are you going to pester me with gifts too?" Nia Mingjie teased, his voice still rough, his stiff face creaking into a smile. A cook ducked between them as Nihuai Sung grinned back. I have some paintings for you, and I've asked the Shidis to put on a demonstration of the new developments in the Ni style we've been testing, and we'll have a little competition, and then a feast. You don't have to eat your longevity noodle, but I've got the cooks preparing a broth that you should be able to drink and taste. I still can't believe you got the corpse kid to give me a sense of taste back. I can't believe you're still calling the Yiling patriarch, the former terror of the cultivation world, the corpse kid. A man can be many things, including the little shit who makes Lan Qiren throw the book at him for talking about desecrating corpses in class. Nihuai Sung dramatically leaned back and brought his sleeve to his forehead. Speak for yourself! The book didn't hit him! Brat, Niu Mingjue said fondly, and leaned forward to push him back onto his feet with one large, cold hand. If you fall into your noodle like that, the cooks will never let you live it down. What about you, Da Gu? Nihuai Sung said and winked at him. I also will never let you live it down. Nihuai Sung huffed and let himself lean forward until he dead dropped into his brother's arms. Niu Mingjue caught him. Even if his arms were cold, they were still strong. They still held him close, like when Niu Mingjue had been 29 and 19 and 9, and when Nihuai Sung had been 9 months fresh from the womb and newly born. They're going to be the best noodles you've had this year. They're the only noodles I've had this year, Niu Mingjue reminded him and set him back on his feet. Now, do you still keep the knives in the same place? Do you really think I've got the power to change how the kitchens are arranged? I'm just the sect leader, Nihuai Sung said. Why? I'm cooking you breakfast. Soon they were arm to arm, Nihuai Sung rolling out dough and Niu Mingjue with a knife and apple, cutting slices expertly, carving off peel to form little red rabbit ears on a white body. Around them, the kitchen fires crackled and knives cracked through meat and soup bubbled and Nihuai Sung's heart sang as he made his brother's birthday meal. The end.